This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Warning! The Root's on fire! You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the root is on fire. I really am on fire. Told you I'd be announcing by midweek. My new TV show, I wasn't quite sure it would start this soon. It starts on Monday. Monday is April 1st, and no, it's not April Fool's Day. It is April Fool's Day, but my show does start on Monday, April 1st. I've got a new weeknight show. If you have liked my America's Top 10 Countdown on Real America's Voice TV, every Saturday at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific, you're going to love The Root Reaction. Every night on Real America's Voice TV at 11 p.m. Eastern, 10 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Pacific time is The Root Reaction. And so you can watch my show every night. If you're on the East Coast, it's late night TV. It's opposite Jimmy Fallon. It's opposite Jimmy Kimmel. It's opposite Stephen Colbert. 11 p.m. till midnight. If you're on Central, it's a little earlier. If on the West Coast, it's 8 p.m. prime time. But every night now, you get Wayne Root Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday with The Root Reaction at 11 p.m. Eastern. And then on Friday, you get actually my America's Top 10 Countdown show at 11 p.m. on Fridays, the first time ever. And that'll be the first airing. And then you get it again on Saturday morning. And then it airs a couple more times over the weekend. So Real America's Voice TV has decided to put Wayne Root out there 7 days a week. The show runs four times a week in America's Top 10. And then I have Monday through Friday. So 7 days a week, eight airings of my show on Real America's Voice TV, or my shows, my weekend and weekday shows combined. So I can't wait. Very exciting. So tune in this Monday night on Real America's Voice TV at 11 p.m. Eastern, 10 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. West Coast time for The Root Reaction. Biggest news story of the day at the moment. There's a lot of big stories, but the biggest story is a former United States Senator, former VP candidate Joe Lieberman has died at the age of 82 from a fall at his home. 82 years old, former Democrat VP candidate turned independent, and some would describe him as a Jewish political hero. He was, I would describe him not just as a Jewish United States Senator, but the last of the old guard of moderates who are actually not, you know, doesn't want to raise your taxes 24 hours a day, doesn't want to destroy you with open borders, isn't against all wars, isn't against Israel in the Middle East wars. Yeah, very moderate guy, wants the U.S. military to be strong. He was a pretty good U.S. Senator for a Democrat, that I will say. And in my whole life, I've only written one check to a Democrat in my life after giving thousands of checks to Republicans. One Democrat, I once gave a check to Joe Lieberman as an independent candidate for United States Senate. So I still really never gave to a Democrat, but he's the only Democrat ever that I've given to because he was a former Democrat, dead at the age of 82, former VP candidate. All right, I've got a new column out. I want to read it to you. It's the shortest one I've ever written. And so it'll only take me a couple minutes. It's titled, Here's How President Trump Saves America. This should be Trump's first act on his first day of his new presidency, which is January 20th, 2025. This will be the shortest commentary I've ever written because it's this simple. Trump can go a long way to saving America by making this his first act on his first day back in office. I know. This nation has been so royally screwed by Biden, a.k.a. Captain Dementia, and his boss Obama, the real president, that it will take all 4 years and thousands of actions to turn things around. But as Trump's very first act on his very first day, this will set the tone and put the whole country on notice. There is a new sheriff in town with a MAGA, America First, pro-taxpayer, patriotic agenda. Trump's first act in office should be terminating all $86 billion of new funding for the IRS and terminating all 86,000 new IRS agents, many of them armed, and then turn around and use the money to fund 86,000 new border agents, all of them armed. Government agents should never again point their guns at law-abiding American taxpayers, and instead they should point their guns at law-breaking illegal alien invaders. Boy, will that make America great again. That's the very first act that will set the tone to make America great again. Now, I know there will be many other executive actions necessary on Trump's first day, in particular, actions that secure the border, fund the wall, restore Title 42, kill all green energy mandates so we can make America energy independent again, kill all electric car mandates to save America's auto industry, and an immediate pardon for all J6 political hostages. We desperately need to get all of that done on day one. And even those actions are just a small part of the necessary agenda. But nothing says America is back in business and the U.S. government is no longer acting as an enemy of its own citizens more than firing all 86,000 new IRS agents and hiring 86,000 border agents with that money. On that day, I will cry tears of happiness. On that day, I'll be the proudest and happiest man in the greatest country in world history ever blessed by God. No more government hatred for the American people. No more invasion of America. Fewer IRS agents and more border agents. All is right with the world. This one act by itself may not instantly save America, but it sure is a great start. God bless Trump and God bless America. So there it is. And to sum it up in two quick sentences, let's just get rid of, fire, terminate, eliminate all 86,000 new IRS agents who are planning to harass and intimidate the American people and the American taxpayer, none of whom have done anything wrong. And let's use that money on 86,000 new border agents to keep our nation safe again. Some more big news stories that I haven't gotten to even in the first hour of the show. Trump Media shares soared again. Trump Media and Technology Company with the ticker symbol DJT for Donald J. Trump. His initials are the ticker symbol. The company's stock rose 14% to $66.22 on Wednesday. And so it's trading under the new ticker symbol. And that increase means that Trump's portion is estimated to be worth $4.8 billion. That's not his net worth. That's just his stock worth. $4.8 billion for his publicly traded company. Trump is now worth about $6 or $7 billion. He's back in the Forbes Fortune 500 of the richest people in the world, and he's making liberal heads explode. They can't take his whole fortune away anymore because he's got more money they know even how to handle. A very funny story, I think, because it tells you what hypocrites liberals are. You know, I've always said we should ship all the illegals to all the rich towns, Scarsdale, Great Neck, Palo Alto, Palm Beach. Wherever rich liberals live, stick all the illegals. That was my original idea 15, 20 years ago. And ship them there and show what hypocrites they are when they scream in pain and anger. We don't want these people, even though they claim they were, you know, sanctuary cities. That shows what hypocrites they are. Here's John Stewart, what a hypocrite he is. John Stewart is found to have overvalued his New York City home by 829% after labeling Trump's civil case not victimless. These people all suffer from Trump derangement syndrome, and they don't realize they've all committed the same crimes. That isn't a crime. They're calling it a crime. They've done the same thing. It's crazy. John Stewart is facing backlash after the comedian opined on the air this week that Trump's civil real estate case for overvaluing his properties was not victimless. But now it turns out the price of a previous home sale finds Stewart did the exact same thing. On Monday night, Stewart, 61, unpacked Trump's $454 million appeal bond, calling out experts framing the former president's civil case as not causing direct harm to any individual. He rolled a clip of CNN's Laura Coates interviewing Shark Tank star Kevin O'Leary, who commented that the ruling didn't go over well with the real estate industry that was fretting over the possibility of becoming the next target. Coates responds to O'Leary by highlighting that Trump was found liable for falsifying business records in the second degree, issuing false financial statements, insurance fraud, and conspiracy, all due to asset inflation. Everything you just listed off is done by every real estate developer everywhere on earth in every city and has never been prosecuted, O'Leary said. And Stewart asked, how is he not mad about overvaluations in the real world? They are not victimless crimes. So then they find out, he says that failing to declare a higher market value on a property while paying taxes based on the lower value constitutes fraudulent behavior. And so he attacks Trump, and it doesn't take long for internet sleuths to look into Stewart's own property history, which shows an overvaluation of his New York City penthouse by a staggering 829%. Records confirmed by the New York Post confirmed those records. He sold his house to a financier for $17.5 million. But according to assessor records, property had the estimated market value of only $1.882 million. And the assessor valuation was even lower at $847,000. So he's another crook and fraud by his standard. If Trump's won, he's won. They're all hypocrites. They're all losers. No one's ever been prosecuted for what Trump did. Maybe we should prosecute Jon Stewart. All right, MyPillow is the sponsor of this segment of the show. 27 deeply discounted items available right now. MyPillow's clearance sale. Great spring sale. Up to 80% off. Go to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code WAR for Wayne Allyn Root and get up to 80% off on all the products by using WAR for Wayne Allyn Root. How can you forget that? MyPillow.com. WAR is the promo code. Be right back. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, and I have the most exciting solution ever from SpikeWarrior.com. You know me as a man of solutions. My two number one best-selling books about boycotts and buycotts are great solutions to save America. But the question I get asked 100 times a day is, I was forced to take the COVID vaccine. Wayne, please, please, what do I do to rid my body of this dangerous poison? Now I've got the answer. Patent-pending no-covidium from SpikeWarrior.com. This is the best product I've ever seen to help rid your body of spike proteins. This patent-pending no-covidium product helps your body break down spike proteins and other toxins and remove them from your body forever, naturally. Here's a special offer for my fans only. Buy one bottle of no-covidium and get a second bottle free. Go right now to SpikeWarrior.com and use the promo code WAR. That's SpikeWarrior.com, promo code WAR. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for Goldgate Capital. What are you waiting for? The world's on fire. America's in decline. Our borders are under invasion. Inflation's still raging. World War III is upon us. That's why everyone's buying gold and silver. The price of gold is nearing an all-time high. And central banks, the smartest minds of the financial world, bought the most gold in history in 2022. Then they bought the most gold in history in the first quarter and the first half of 2023. And now they're on pace to end the year with the all-time record. And who's buying the most gold in the world? China. They understand what's coming. So, what are you waiting for? Follow the smart money. Goldgate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401k retirement account. 100% insured. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, and only for my fans. If you tell them Wayne Allyn Root sent you, Goldgate Capital will give you up to $15,000 in free silver for opening a qualified gold IRA account. Call Goldgate today. Tell them WAR sent you. 855-770-GOLD. 855-770-GOLD. Or go to goldgatecapital.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. There's nothing I wouldn't do for my dog, Bubba. He's almost as big as me, almost as tall as me, but he's like my baby. If you love your pets as much as I do, then listen up. The most important thing we can do for our pets is to help support their immune system. My friends at Pet Club 24/7 have developed a natural product that contains a mushroom that's been used for thousands of years to strengthen the immune system of your pets. There have been over 400 published clinical trials and studies performed on this product from the top institutions like Sloan Kettering and MD Anderson. All pets can benefit from this natural supplement. Dogs, cats, horses, and more. It's extremely safe. It doesn't interact with medications. Pets can't overdose or get addicted, and there are no side effects. Take advantage of special discounts only for Wayne Root fans right now at PC247Health.com. Wouldn't you do anything for your pet?
I know I would. I love my Bubba. I do more for Bubba than I would for myself. Go now to PC247Health.com. PC247Health.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
All right, Wayne Allyn, I have so many things to write about that I'm running out of time and space to do it, but I'm going to write in the next few days a column on the biggest news story of the century that nobody's paid any attention to, which is the U.S. government admitting that they were wrong and ivermectin actually works and it's effective, and they demonized it and lied about it and slandered about it, which means they let millions of people die around the world. And a million maybe in the United States died that never had to die. Even if you assume they didn't die from the COVID vaccine, which I believe so many of them did, even if you assume the vaccine isn't dangerous and deadly, if you assume a million people really died of COVID, which did not happen, most of them died of suicide, of car accidents, of people running into another person walking on the street, drunk driving accidents, cancer, heart attacks. They were all called COVID because the hospital got a huge bonus for every person that died of COVID. So they called everything COVID. Even if you shot yourself in the head, it was COVID. And if your motorcycle crashed into a truck, it was COVID. And if you were dying of cancer for 10 years and then you died in 2020, they called it COVID. So a million people didn't die of COVID. But if you assume the government's telling you the truth and a million people died of COVID, none of them had to die because study after study shows ivermectin is remarkably effective. And study after study, by the way, shows that even vitamin D3 would have reduced 90% of all COVID deaths. Vitamin D3 alone, but combine vitamin D3 and vitamin C and zinc and quercetin and ivermectin or hydroxychloroquine, and it's pretty obvious that almost nobody had to die. So the government lied, and who's going to punish them? And why did they lie? Because Big Pharma bribed them billions of dollars to lie. And they convinced themselves they weren't lying. Every doctor convinced themselves, people need masks, people need vaccines, people need to be locked down. And ivermectin doesn't work. It's for animals. Are you a horse? Are you a pig? It's for animals. Do you know they not only agreed not to say anything like that ever again, they agreed to take down everything they ever wrote bad about ivermectin. Has to all come off social media and the internet. Assuming that's true, it is true. It's a fact.
The government cried uncle, and they admitted they got it wrong. They demonized and slandered a medicine that works. That's all anyone ever needed. So A, they got rich off Big Pharma. It was about bribery. And B, they got the vaccine, an experimental vaccine, approved only on an emergency basis because there was no other drug that worked. If you admitted ivermectin worked, you couldn't get the approval for the vaccines, which made everyone billions of dollars. It's the biggest scandal and the biggest mass murder in history, and no one's talking about it. The government cried uncle. They admit they lied. How would you ever listen to anything government ever says ever again once you've heard that? Government lies about everything. There's no longer anything Wayne Root says is a conspiracy theory. It's all true. I told you from day one that hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin worked, and I was right, and the government was lying to you. You got better advice from your conservative talk show host about medicine than you did from any doctor, the CDC, the AMA, the FDA, the WHO, or the media, or any politician. Wow. Wow, wow, wow. This segment of the show is sponsored by Energized Health. And by the way, I was on Energized Health's program for over 3 years now. This program is my program for life. It changed my life. It made my life because of what I lost and what I gained. I lost not any weight, but 25 pounds of fat. Almost all of it inner body fat I didn't know I had. You couldn't see on me. Changed the way I looked. Changed the way my face was shaped. And I gained two TV shows before the age of 62, and now I've got a third TV show right before the age of 63. Amazing. Amazing. So thank you. All three TV shows I owe to Energized Health. Here's your chance to be like Wayne. Call them up or go to their website and mention WAR as your promo code for Wayne Allyn Root and get 40% off. Not up to 40% off, 40% off, period. Every single part of this program, 40% off by saying WAR. Or Wayne Allyn Root, EnergizedHealth.com, EnergizedHealth.com, or call toll-free 888-444-8895, 888-444-8895. Two more quick news stories I want to jam in, then we have a guest coming up next. North Carolina company forced to pay a fine of over $30,000 after asking an employee to prove they're an American citizen. Can you believe this is America anymore? It is the intentional destruction of America. It is a communist takeover of America. I told you so. This is the proof. And then finally, I keep telling you we're about to enter World War III. It's already started. U.S. Army is about to implement the Army Retiree Recall Program. If you're in the Army Reserve, they're getting ready to call you up, even if you're 50 or 60 years old. They need you because we're going to war with Russia or China or both, or maybe Iran and North Korea, too. I told you it was coming. I told you so. The Retiree Recall Program, invented in 2001, 3 days after 9/11, is being put into effect now. World War III is here.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
War now.
USA News Update. National Transportation Safety Board Chair Jennifer Homendy says her agents boarded the cargo ship that hit the Key Bridge in Baltimore to gather what she calls perishable evidence.
Our focus on scene is not to determine what happened, but to get everything we need, because once everything is cleared, we won't be able to get those things. So it's getting the evidence today.
The NTSB will be identifying who they want to interview based on the evidence retrieved on Wednesday. The White House has announced the rescheduling of a cruise crucial meeting with Israeli officials in Washington. Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said that the office of Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has consented to move forward with discussions regarding a potential military operation in southern Gaza. The NCAA's unveiled plans to urge states to prohibit prop betting on college athletes. It said it will actively lobby state gaming boards to restrict prop betting. John Schaefer, USA News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe. But some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Coming to you from the house that Root builds here in Las Vegas. If you want peace, prepare for war. This is your war. Wayne Allyn Root. All right, sponsor of this segment of the show, sponsor J6, the newest sponsor of this show. Here's a cause near and dear to my heart. I've become an official
January 6th Patriot partner, working with SponsorJ6.com to help raise money for our tortured political prisoners, or as President Trump calls them, hostages. These patriots being held hostage by our weaponized justice system desperately need our help. There are over 250 in prison right now. They're being held hostage by the Banana Republic communist dictatorship known as the Biden regime. Most of these men used to be the main breadwinners for their families, so now you have young wives and kids at home struggling to survive while daddy's in prison for attending a peaceful protest in the United States of America. What a disgrace. It's up to us to support these brave January 6th patriots and their families while they're being subjected to cruel and unusual punishment. That's why I partnered with SponsorJ6.com. It's a monthly commissary sponsorship program that goes directly to the January 6ers in prison. These hostages have to pay for their food, clothing, and hygiene products, even their phone calls home. They need our help. So please go to SponsorJ6.com and make a real tangible difference in the life of a January 6er. The address again, the web address, SponsorJ6.com. This is the entire program, I believe, was created by our good friend Jake Lang, who's on this show all the time, who is imprisoned in... Well, we don't even know where. I think he's still in Brooklyn, but I mean, he's been taken all over the United States on many, many different trips. It might be like a 10-hour drive, but it takes them 3 weeks to get there. That's really nice. They're just trying to destroy the lives of all the J6 protesters. Terrible. So Colonel John Mills is with us. He is a retired colonel, national security expert, former Department of Defense cybersecurity and international affairs expert, author of the new book, The War Against the Deep State. His website, 9millgroup.com. 9, the number 9, millgroup.com. Colonel John Mills, how are you?
Hey, Wayne, thank you. Always an honor to be on your show.
What is the meaning of 9 mil group? 9 millimeter, as in the gun you use? I don't know. What's 9 mil have to do with?
Oh, that sounds kind of violent, Wayne. I'm not sure. I mean, I don't want to go down that path. That's just 9 mil. Last name is Mill, so 9 mil. That just shows a lot number of my activities. Best way to always see what I'm up to is Colonel Rhett John on Substack, Colonel R.E.T. John, and you'll get your daily dose of everything. You'll love it. So Colonel Rhett John. And the book, the signed copies of the book, use your code because they're available on my store. So, Wayne, whatever your code is, that gives them a good discount.
My code
so
is
that's
war.
On my store.
My code is WAR for Wayne Allen.
Okay, use code WAR.
That sounds violent.
Use
too.
WAR on.
There's a good reason for that. I was a pretty violent guy. It's okay. All right, let's talk about it. Let's talk about the terror attack in Moscow, and then we'll get to Baltimore, what just happened there. But what are your thoughts on what just happened in Moscow? We have well over 100 killed, and I don't know, well over 100 injured, and they stormed a concert, and they claim it was ISIS. They took credit for it. What do you think really happened there? Do you believe ISIS is the perpetrators?
Well, even Putin has now said it's ISIS. So I believe it was Islamic extremists. They actually were not going back to Ukraine. They actually were captured in Belarus, which is really Russian-controlled territory. So here's my view on it. I think it really was an Islamic attack. It shows the pressure of Putin. But here's another thing. There's actually an obligation to inform. That's actually an intelligence community directive. Go on the DNI website and look at obligation to inform. I believe we probably did try to inform the Russians, but there's two parts to that. One is the Russians are just psycho, back guano, paranoid, crazy. So you could, even if you had absolute integrity and trust and respect, they still wouldn't believe you. But at the same time, who in the world's telling them? Well, it's Jake Sullivan, who has absolutely zero credibility, even with our closest allies. The guy has done nothing but been a Yale lecturer and worked in election interference operations for Hillary and then for Obama Biden. So nobody respects Jake Sullivan. But again, look, there actually is an Intel Community Directive obligation to inform. But again, if Jake Sullivan is the face of that, well, I wouldn't. Most our Five Eyes partners don't trust Jake Sullivan. And then you're dealing with the Russians, who are just psycho, back guano, crazy anyway, and paranoid about everything.
Are we headed for World War III? I mean, I just announced in the first segments of my show, you weren't around, so let me just get it so I make sure I say the right thing here. There's a new directive. The U.S. Army is preparing to implement the Army Retiree Recall Program. So officers who were active and are now retired can be involuntarily, meaning against their will, brought back up for 2 years to serve. And the only times that ever happened was right after 9/11. We came up with this directive. George W. Bush did. It was never put into place, but they created the directive 3 days after 9/11. And then 3 days after the Mandalay Bay massacre, the worst terror attack in the history of America, Trump then put it into effect but never called anybody up. And now it's in effect again. Do you think that's a sign that they're getting nervous and they're getting ready for World War III?
I got to go change my address real quick here before I answer that question.
Very funny.
I didn't hear this one. Yeah, that's an authority of the Secretary of Army, Christine Wormuth. But what it really reflects upon is the Army, I think it's designated end strength by Congress, I think is 485,000, 495,000. I think they're 50,000 to 60,000 below.
Sure.
Historic yes. Recruiting and retention issues. And they will blame everything, including climate change, except for the W word. They won't dare bring up the W. Whoa. Christine Wormuth, originally she ignored it. Then she made fun of it. Now she's angry for anybody who uses it. So, yeah, now I'm starting to sweat. What, are they going to use this to recall conservative retired officers, anybody who likes MAGA, and court-martial them? This reflects huge troubles in Department of the Army, and they need to talk honestly about this and stop this silliness over it's climate change. People are afraid of climate change. That's why they're not joining the Army. How about the psycho craziness of the culture of the Army? I don't even recognize Department. And I worked with a lot of these admirals and generals from all the services, and I'm just shocked with several of them. I mean, what they seem to be reasonable, and then somebody flicked a switch. Now, Milley's an exception. Milley was not a lot of people were never crazy with Milley way back. And then he retires. Next thing, he shows up in Davos with WEF, and he's an artificial intelligence expert. Well, isn't that isn't that funny? Artificial intelligence.
By the way, I wouldn't know
artificial intelligence.
I always argued.
You wouldn't know AI from Windows 10.
I didn't know you were a comedian, too. You're very funny, Colonel. Colonel John Mills we're talking to. His website is 9millgroup.com. And I always thought that Milley should be charged with treason. For once we found out that he talked to his number one counterpart in China and told him, don't worry about Trump. If he wants to start World War III and send some missiles your way or some nukes your way, I'll let you know in advance. To me, that's clearly treason. Without permission, that's betrayal of the United States. He should have been charged with treason. Am I too over the top on that one, or do you agree?
Well, I don't mean to sound like a policy wonk, but a little asterisk here. I've actually had to do white papers on the meaning of the word treason. It's a very high bar. I would say he violated his oath of office, and he took an oath to the Constitution. But isn't it funny? He says, I disagreed with a lot of Biden's things, but I didn't want to resign. That would have been inappropriate. So that's funny. He doesn't like Biden. He won't resign. He doesn't like Trump, and he undermines him. I think the appropriate, and Colin Powell set the standard when he dealt with Clinton, and when Clinton came in and tried to use the military as a social experimentation. Colin Powell put his foot, said, I will resign if you continue on this silliness. And he put his foot down. That was the model for what a senior uniformed officer is supposed to do. If they don't agree with what's going on with the commander in chief, they need to resign. Period. Right. Resign. Not stay and undermine. Not stay. Well, I don't like what Biden did, but I thought it would be inappropriate to resign. Okay, give me a break. I mean, this is the most upside down, looking in the funhouse mirror backwards view of reality I've ever heard from. And thank God he's gone, and now he can walk around saying he's an AI expert as long as he can spell the words AI.
Can we shift gears, Colonel Mills, to Baltimore? Because everyone is talking about what happened in Baltimore with the Scott Key Bridge and all. And to me, it was just so bizarre the way the lights went out on the ship. Then it headed straight for. It wasn't headed for the bridge. Then it turned around, made a sharp turn, and headed straight for the bridge. And it was also strange how quickly the bridge came down. Something's wrong with that as well. So what is your thought? Is this terrorism? Is this cyber terrorism? Or is this just a simple accident?
Too early to tell. Nothing should be taken off the table. And what, you know, I'm a purple guy. I have plenty of naval and Coast Guard colleagues, and they're, they immediately say it was just engine failure, fuel contamination, or rudder failure. Okay, but how did that happen? There potentially could be a cyber element. So nothing should be taken off the table at this point in time.
All right, Colonel John Mills, we're headed to a break. He's retired Colonel, national security expert, former Department of Defense Director of Cybersecurity and International Affairs. It's a mouthful. Author of the new book, War Against the Deep State. War Against the Deep State. Grab a copy. And his website, 9milgroup.com. Always an honor, sir, to have you on this show. Thank you, Colonel.
Thank you so much, Wayne. Take care.
All right. We'll be right back. I'll sum up everything going on today in the last segment of hour number two. We'll be right back. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. Americans are concerned about being able to feed their families today, tomorrow, or anytime in the future. That's why I've teamed with a veteran-owned America First company that sells high-quality, freeze-dried beef for long-term storage with 25-year shelf life. Right now, get premium all-American beef, ribeye, New York strip, tenderloin, or original steak sirloin at 15% off. They created a website just for my fans, warbeef.com. You'll get exclusive 15% discounts at warbeef.com. You know there's an attack on our food supply. Our farms, food production facilities are exploding. Supply chain failing. Food price insane. And worst of all, they're putting mRNA in our food. At warbeef.com, you'll only get one ingredient, premium beef, for survival food in case of emergency. No mRNA jabs ever. Start now. Stock up now. Keep fighting for the best, but prepare for the worst. Go to warbeef.com and get 15% off. That's warbeef.com. Hi, Wayne Allyn Root, and I'm so proud and excited to bring you the most powerful 1-2-3 punch ever from our sponsor, SpikeWarrior.com. As more information comes out about what's really in those vaccines, and the news gets worse every day, the single most asked question I get from my fans and friends is, what can I do to protect my health and restore my immune system? I got the jab. I feel like I have a ticking time bomb in my body. Now I've got the answer. What started with patent-pending Nocovidium is now triple the power. It's now a remarkable three-step protocol to remove toxins, repair your health, and restore your immunity and DNA stability. This is how you take control of your health and flush dangerous spike proteins out of your body forever. And the genius is in using the power of the human body to heal. It's 100% natural. Here's a special offer for my fans only. Go to SpikeWarrior.com to get all three products, remove, repair, and restore for 50% off. Only for my fans. Triple the power for half the price. Go right now to SpikeWarrior.com. Use promo code WAR. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for GotTruthAmerica.com. Nick Fiorello, founder of GotSpaceData.com, and his partner Dan Duquette, former general manager of the Boston Red Sox, share their real stories from the most corrupt courtroom in America at GotTruthAmerica.com. You'll be blown away by their stories, including their tech company's battle with George Soros and his Wall Street cronies. Soros and his investors are attempting a hostile takeover of their data center company, and now it's headed to the Supreme Court. Check it out now at GotTruthAmerica.com. Also, Nick shares his 1-in-a-billion chance encounter in Cannes, France, with the notorious Irish gangster James Whitey Bulger in May of 2023. That means he has eyewitness proof Whitey Bulger is still alive. They launched GotTruthAmerica.com to expose Soros and his deep state cronies who are conducting their attack on President Trump and all patriots. Check it out now at GotTruthAmerica.com. That's GotTruthAmerica.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Way down the roots on fire. Let me mention one more time my new show. My new TV show is coming up on Monday, April 1st, weeknights, every night, Monday through Friday. You can watch The Root Reaction, starring yours truly, Sir Wayne Allen Root. And yes, I was knighted back in June of 2022. Sir Wayne Allen Root is the host of The Root Reaction. It's kind of a mini version, a weekday version or weeknight version of my America's Top 10 Countdown, except I'm not counting down the top 10 stories. I'm just attacking with my usual fire and ferocity all the biggest news stories of the day, giving you my opinions, reacting to every news story, what's going on out there. 11 p.m. East Coast time, 10 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. West Coast time, every single night, Monday through Thursday, and then Friday night at 11 p.m., same time, it's Wayne Root's show, my show, America's Top 10 Countdown. Now on Fridays, as well as Saturday at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific, as well as replaying several times a weekend. So I will be all over the network 7 days a week on Real America's Voice TV, and it's a great honor and a great privilege. Very proud and honored to get that kind of a wonderful responsibility. So thank you. GotTruthAmerica.com is the sponsor of this show. Nick Fiorello, founder of GotSpaceData.com, and his partner Dan Duquette, former general manager of the Boston Red Sox, share their real stories from the most corrupt courtroom in America, that is in the Boston area and the whole New England area. At GotTruthAmerica.com, you'll be blown away by their stories, including their tech company's battle with George Soros and his Wall Street cronies. Soros and his investors, they tell me, are attempting a hostile takeover of their data center company, and now it's headed for the Supreme Court. Nick will tell you about that. Nick Fiorello also shares his one in a billion chance encounter in Cannes, France, with the notorious Irish gangster James Whitey Bulger in May of 2023. That means he has eyewitness proof that Whitey Bulger is still alive. They launched GotTruthAmerica.com to expose Soros and his deep state cronies who are conducting their attack on President Trump and all patriots. Check it all out, and check out the photos of Whitey Bulger and his girlfriend from last spring. They took the photos, they snapped them, and I'm telling you, it sure looks like them to me. GotTruthAmerica.com. That's GotTruthAmerica.com. Some big news stories. A couple is arrested after their baby overdoses on fentanyl in Georgia. Their nine-month-old baby overdosed on fentanyl. Unbelievable. I mentioned earlier that
Senator Lieberman has died. He was a Democrat vice presidential candidate. Joe Lieberman, a U.S. senator from Connecticut, at one point a Democrat, then became an independent when the Democrat Party left him and became very anti-Israel and extremely, you know, Marxist, socialist. He was not that. He was very centrist. He was the last really decent Democrat in the world. He dies at the age of 82. A Biden border bloodbath. Illegal alien charged with raping a mentally incapacitated 14-year-old Alabama girl. The 23-year-old Pablo Mendoza, illegal alien, was charged with first-degree rape after he raped a 14-year-old child. It's unclear when or where he illegally entered the United States of America, but these stories are just everywhere. You have no idea how many illegals, are doing terrible things. Here's an illegal alien who murdered a Michigan woman, was deported under Trump, but snuck back into the U.S. under Joe Biden. He fatally shot a Grand Rapids, Michigan woman on Friday and dumped her body on the side of the road. Brandon Ortiz Vite, charged with fatally shooting 25-year-old Ruby Garcia and leaving her body on the side of the road. Really quite amazing how many stories like this are happening in New York City. The knockout game, women are punched by strangers in the middle of the street. This is something that started a few years back. It seems to be going on again, and it is very, very scary. In New York City, a police officer shot and killed in broad daylight by a career criminal with 21 prior address. Really amazing. 31-year-old Jonathan Diller fatally shot in the stomach after police tried to remove a suspect from the passenger side of a vehicle on Monday afternoon. Happened at 5:50 p.m. in Queens, broad daylight, after cops approached a dark gray Kia Soul illegally parked in front of a metered zone. And Diller screamed he'd been hit after the suspect opened fire. He was rushed in critical condition to Jamaica Hospital, where he was later pronounced dead. He leaves behind his wife and one-year-old son. Folks, I don't know what to say anymore, but the country is off the rails, off the hinges. We're in a lot of trouble. And if you thought that wasn't bad enough, a trans man wins the women's weightlifting title. A trans man is the women's weightlifting champion. This is what's going on in America. And I know I've got another story here that's very similar. I don't know where it is right now. I have 50 stories in front of me. But I saw that a whole team of transgender men won a soccer championship. I don't know where it happened. But this is going on all over America. Trump's got to get in, and he's got to end all of this. Got to end the open border. Got to end illegal immigration. Got to end the green energy boondoggle and disaster and the electric vehicle disaster. He's got to end men pretending to be women, taking up scholarships for women, taking up spots on women's sports teams, beating women, taking awards away from them. He's got to end stolen elections. He's got to end vaccine mandates that are killing people all over this country with an experimental vaccine that is both dangerous and deadly and doesn't work. And while that's going on, New York City starts handing out prepaid debit cards to illegal immigrants. It's that bad. My new show starts on Monday night, April 1st, this Monday, on Real America's Voice TV, 11 o'clock Eastern, 8 p.m. Pacific, The Root Reaction by Wayne Allyn Root. We're done for the night on Liddell TV. Headed back to radio on USA Audio Network. See you tomorrow.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.